Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
First of May, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Tuesday, 11th of January, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. A background to that news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person tonight. Another 306 cases, 1,749 active cases now, 6 in Nobles, nobody in ICU. Perception and confidence is the DOI's priority, says the minister. Cancer-related admissions have tripled over the past 2 years. No intention to put housing on Portsmouth Mary Golf Course. And 22 years ago today, the Solway Harvester sank.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. First of May, Dave Moore.
First of May, the number of reported COVID cases in the Isle of Man has dropped by 87. The current total stands at 1,749. The number of patients in the island receiving cancer treatment has risen in the past 2 years. Malcolm Clegg of the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association believes the rise could be down to how Manx Care calculate the figures, which may have been distorted by the pandemic. It's 22 years to the day since the Solway Harvester disaster. 7 Scottish fishermen died when their vessel sank off the coast of the Isle of Man on January 11th, 2000. Two local artists have been nominated for a prestigious global award. Amelia Gazinska and Megan Griffin, who are both from the Isle of Man, have been shortlisted by the Sovereign Art Foundation. Garth MHK Andrew Smith claims he and all his political colleagues are working together to ensure the island plan is fit for purpose. Timbald is due to vote on the government's proposals for the next 5 years when it sits next week. And finally, the head of the health department has left her role after completing a 2-year contract. Catherine Maxson was appointed the interim chief executive officer for the Department of Health and Social Care in January 2020 to oversee the transition of the island's healthcare services to Manx Care. Those are the headlines. The next bulletin is at 6.
Man Benham. Contact with us by phone, video call, email or face to face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Dave, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. Absolutely clear, no warnings in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. Dry, partially cloudy overnight. Overnight minimum temperature 7 degrees. For Jacrane, tomorrow Wednesday, dry with sunny spells, light breezes. Daytime maximum 9, a dry evening and through the night down to 6 degrees. For Thursday, really ditto marks under Wednesday and up to 9 Celsius. Tides on way back in. High water at 18 minutes past 6. Low water 7 minutes past 1 a.m. High water tomorrow morning 7:30. The sun rises at 28 minutes to 9.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
So the reported number of COVID cases in the Isle of Man has dropped by 87. Dave, back now with some detail.
The current total stands at 1,749. In all, 306 have been identified in the past 24 hours, with 6 people in hospital, but none in intensive care. Of those, 36 were through PCR, with 270 via LFT. 341 people are awaiting results, with 99 booked in tomorrow. More than 150,000 tests have been carried out since the start of the pandemic. Meanwhile, the Isle of Man continues to drop down the World Health Organization's list of COVID-19 hotspots in Europe. A week ago, the island had the second highest number per head of population of all European regions. It now sits in 20th position, 2 places behind Jersey in terms of incidence. Greenland occupies top spot.
Well, what do you think are the priorities of the Department of Infrastructure? Tim Crookall, the minister, thinks his department needs to be more upfront with residents, that's you, so they want to improve public perception and confidence in the DOI.
Everything that we do is in the public face, whether it's down at the airport, at the sea terminal, on the roads, the flood risk management team, or, you know, everything we do affects the public. And there's this perception out there at the moment, and quite rightly too in some respects, you know, it's been bad, it's been wrong for so long, and it could be better. That's probably a better way of putting it. So I want to see some changes. I want to see people say, well, things are improving. You know, people are having to pay their road tax, the roads aren't, you know, good. So we need to change things like that. So people, you're not going to get value for money, and people aren't going to be happy about that, you know. But that is the case, and I understand that. But things need to be better. People need to be seen to be, you know, being looked after, if you like, if they're paying for it.
And how do you think you could start going about doing that? It'd probably be quite a long-term thing to try and change that. It's not something that happens overnight. What are the sort of things that you'd like to see done to improve that image of the DOI?
It won't change overnight, and it's taken years for us to get into this position, I suppose. So, you know, and I've said before, I want to see a mindset change. And I think, you know, by changing some of the way we do some of the operations within the department, which whether it's at the ports or on the roads or whatever, I think we can see changes. But we've just got to be more upfront with people, be open and honest, which is what I've tried to be since day one. And if we can't do something, or, you know, we can't afford it, we have to say, don't make people expect things when you can't deliver it. You know, and if we don't know when it's going to be finished, don't tell people it's going to be finished beforehand, because, you know, you just leave yourself open to criticism and, you know, ridicule. And I absolutely understand, and this is why I've said over the promenade, I'll use that as an example, you know, why people are so fed up with it after three years now. We've had dates where it's going to be finished, it's going to be finished, and it's never going to be, you know, it was never going to be finished on those dates. So we just need to be upfront and honest with people to start with.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Port St Mary commissioners assure residents there's no intention for the village's golf course to be developed for housing. In a new consultation, local residents are called to suggest new ideas or improvements for the facility, the lease for which renews in September of this year. Chair of the commissioners, Bernadette Williams, spoke to our local democracy reporter, Sarah Hendy.
No. And it's just something that we needed to reassure people that it's not something that we're considering. Because the natural thing would be, as where we are, there is very little land to build. In fact, there is no more land to build. And it is a big green space. But I can assure you that there is no one around that board table that has any intention for that land to be developed or sold for housing or anything to do with housing.
Although the board has no sort of preconceived ideas of what they think people might like to see or suggest in that space, is there anything that you think Port St Mary is in need of that would be good to see developed at the golf course?
Well, we have quite a lot of sporting facilities. We have a very successful bowling club. We have the golf course. We have diving. We have croquet, town hall that can be used for badminton. So there are lots of different things that can be used for sport. So we're pretty well covered. The opportunity is there to ask them what additional things they would like included in the golf club. They will come with lots of different ideas and we will look at them all, or they will decide that they're quite happy to have it remain as a golf club. Those are the two scenarios that they can put forward, and we're really looking forward to seeing what the outcome is. Instead of just taking the option of rolling over the lease, it was an opportunity that we decided to take to see if there anything else that the public would like.
A retired driving instructor and examiner has added his weight to the criticism of Douglas Promenade's famous roundels. John Meelin opened the first driving school in the north of the Isle of Man in 1960, and he believes the lack of hard and fast rules governing the roundel's use would make it virtually impossible to judge the actions of a learner driver. Mr. Meelin believes the lack of clarity over their use is a potential recipe for disaster.
Everybody on the road did what they're supposed to be doing, were travelling at the right speed for the situation, then in theory there wouldn't be any accidents. But on the promenade, they've created a situation where nobody really seems certain of what they're doing, and nobody's issued a directive of what should be done. So therefore, you automatically get a dangerous situation.
The whole concept of a shared space when you're talking about motorists and vehicles does seem, in some respects, quite naive.
Yeah, it works in the fact that everybody is prepared. But from experience, I think you'd agree that not everybody is willing to share their space. It's always a case of I'm going first attitude.
And taking it from the perspective of your time as an examiner, for instance, say you're approaching it as a learner. It's a fairly intimidating experience if there's no sort of hard and fast rules what to do.
Yeah.
But how would you actually judge what they're doing as an instructor?
Well, at this present time, you couldn't, because you don't know what is right or what is wrong. You don't know whether the learner's doing the right thing, the vehicle coming the other direction is doing the right thing. For instance, now, if I come to one of those roundels, if anything coming towards me is not signalling, I just press on straight through. But if somebody is signalling, obviously you hold back to see what they're going to do.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Bette McCrea departed Heysham at 2:10 this afternoon. She's due in any moment now. Can't see anything on the webcams at the moment, but she'll be no doubt very close. Leaving this evening at 7:45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. The overnight departure at 2:15, back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 6, and departing for Heysham at 8:45.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Don't delay coming forward for treatment if you think you have cancer. The message from the Isle of Man's Health Minister after figures showed cancer-related hospital admissions tripled over a two-year period. Laurie Hooper, MHK, says the data lacks context.
It could very well be that there has been a spike, but it could also be any one of 100 different reasons why some of those numbers have changed, which unfortunately you don't get all of that context necessarily from a Freedom of Information response, which is quite often black and white. You ask this question, we give you the answer to the question that you've asked.
But this FOI aside, we understand services have been affected across the board at in all things healthcare over the last year or so. Yeah. During the pandemic. Is there a particular concern around cancer patients, cancer treatments for you right now?
I think there's a concern that I have that during the height of the pandemic, people were maybe not presenting in hospital because of worries about COVID or because they were in isolation or for a variety of other reasons. And I think that may very well have had a knock-on effect. So if you don't present to see your GP quite early, if you leave it a bit later, you might end up with different or even potentially worse health implications for not doing that. So really my plea for anyone out there who feels that they should maybe go and see a doctor or go and see a pharmacist or go and see a physiotherapist or whoever it is you need to see in terms of treatment. And maybe even it's the wellness hubs and the wellbeing centres that are being set up around the island. You know, my advice would be don't put it off. Actually, go and see those health professionals and get the health advice and the support that you might need. Because otherwise, I think you're right. What you might see then is people delaying things, which then results in further knock-on effects on their own health.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 18 minutes before 6, a Manx bank's been fined more than £350,000 for serious regulatory failings. The Financial Services Authority said Standard Bank Isle of Man acted in breach of an order issued by the island's courts by enabling the transfer of funds between restrained accounts. The authority says the bank cooperated fully and the failings were isolated in nature rather than systemic across the business. The global economy faces a grim outlook, according to the president of the World Bank. David Malpass warns that the aftershocks of the pandemic continue to weigh on growth, especially in poor countries. The World Bank's latest forecast predicts global growth will slow to 4.1% this year from 5.5% last year because of virus threat, government aid unwinding, and an initial rebound in demand fading. The big drag is widening global inequality as poorer countries are vulnerable to economic damage from efforts to fight inflation.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks climbed as investors look ahead to the next US inflation reading on Wednesday. US stocks had a choppy start to trading. Oil climbed with investors regaining some risk appetite. Gold firmed above the key $1,800 mark, buoyed by a retreat in the dollar and the US Treasury yields. In corporate news, Dechra Pharmaceuticals climbed on news. It's agreed terms with Anviva Life Sciences to acquire the worldwide rights to Verdinexor. Verdinexor is a novel treatment of all forms and stages of canine lymphoma in dogs. And the numbers now at the close in London. Ramsey Crookall reporting. The FTSE 100 up 0.6% at 7,491. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.1%, 15,941. Currently in New York City. A short time ago, the Dow Jones was up 0.2%, 36,135. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 1.25% at 15,132. And the S&P 500 up 0.5% at 4,696. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is currently worth $1 $36.2 and €1 $19.8. And in commodities, gold is up 0.75% at $1,815 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 3% at $83.40.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsay Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
What's your opinion on the Update news agenda? Email update@manxradio.com or call 682-631.
If COVID-19 measures have an impact on small businesses, government has a duty to help, says Douglas North MHK John Wannenberg. He says more needs to be done to help companies still feeling the effects of coronavirus.
No one's to blame for COVID, but let's support small business. And I think we, right now, over the last 12 months, over the last month, over the Christmas time, these small businesses, primarily hospitality and entertainment, they are taking a lot of body blows that are unseen by a lot of people, you know, and we need to do better than what we're doing.
Government has been much more relaxed, I think, in terms of its approach this time round. You know, we haven't been told everyone has to stay at home, everyone has to stay away from business. And yet people remain concerned, and therefore they're voting with their feet to a certain extent.
Well, when you change the operating environment as a government, then we are duty bound to look after those people whose operating landscapes change. You know, we may not put a lockdown in place in name, but when we change conditions where there is a lockdown in all but name, then we have a duty to act. You know, I mean, we want these businesses to be around in 12 months' time. And if we don't act, they won't be. It's as simple as that.
You've had 3 months now. There are some members who believe that they have 5 years to get their feet under the table. Actually, you don't. You need to have started making decisions and making things happen in a fairly swift period of time. Have you worked out yet how you're going to influence this particular area of concern?
Well, I'm going to support wherever I can, and I'm going to lobby the Treasury to make sure that we have adequate support in place, whether it's relaxed work permit systems, whether it's getting rid of zero-hour contracts. We have to look at all different angles on how we're going to do this. And just because I'm elected doesn't make me have all the answers. But collectively, I hope that we can pull together. And certainly, I will shine a torch on hospitality as much as anybody else, if not more than anybody else.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today or find us on Facebook.
Faster by Dave Moore.
Ballasalla Blizzards moved back into second place in Netball's Premier Division last night when they beat Marbury Misfits 48-44. They now sit 1 point behind league leaders Simcox Red Eagles, who have a game in hand. Meanwhile, the 12-strong Isle of Man squad head off to Wales on Thursday for this weekend's quad series at Ebba Vale. Their first game's against Gibraltar on Friday. They then take on the hosts on the following day, finishing off with a game against the Republic of Ireland on Sunday lunchtime. The Northwest 200's announced its dates for this year. The motorcycle road racing event will take place between May the 8th to 14th. Like the TT, the Northern Irish event's been cancelled for the past 2 years due to COVID-19 restrictions. The countdown to the Commonwealth Games continues with a baton due to arrive in the Isle of Man on June 16th this year. Having arrived from Guernsey, it will be here for 2 days exploring the Manx culture and community before setting off for Scotland. It's part of a 294-day journey which began in October last year. Meanwhile, a total of 30 athletes will make up Team Isle of Man for the Birmingham Games. 12 have already been chosen. Swimmers Laura Kinley and Joel Watterson, Sarah Aston and Ollie Lockley for athletics, with 8 cyclists selected. Matt Bostock, Sam Brand, Mark Cavendish, Anna Christian, Mark Christian, Lizzie Holden, Amelia Sharp and Max Walker. The next set will be made public this month, with a third and final announcement in April.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
11 minutes now before 6. Next inbound at Ronald's Way is the 7:30 from London Gatwick, the EasyJet departure. Next one out is 6:10, Logan Air to Liverpool, the patient transfer plane. Then it's the EasyJet back out at 8 o'clock to London Gatwick. At 8 o'clock and the last arrival, 8:10 tonight, the return patient transfer, Logan Air from Liverpool. On the roads, the shoulder road between the Round Table and the turnoff for Snuff the Wind Mines closed. Currently there for culvert replacement. Look out also in Greba, temporary lights 24 hours a day, of course, by the Highlander and St Trinians for that surface water drainage system. in Douglas, Queen Street, in a section of North Quay, closed again because of the unsafe building, which we presume is nuisance, but it's closed again now. Empire Terrace in the bottom end of Palace Road in Douglas, closed for resurfacing. Harcroft Road is closed at the junction with Belafton Manor Hill for a sewer diversion project, and Belafton Lights, the Belafton Meadow Lights, temporary lights there for resurfacing. Temporary lights on Farm Hill and the junction with Cushock Road 24 hours a day. They're working on pavements. In King Edward Road between Groundall and the Liverpool Arms, there are 24-hour lights. They're working on the tram line. In Kirkmichael, temporary lights on the Bolero Road junction for work on pavement improvements. And in Laxey, the bottom end of Glen Road's closed just by the bridge. They're installing a new surface water sewer.
Massimo Tyres. Budget tyres priced to keep your vehicle safe and legal. Only available at...
Keyside. It's 22 years to the day since the Solway Harvester disaster. Seven Scottish fishermen died when their fishing vessel sank off the coast of the Isle of Man on January the 11th, the year 2000. The then Chief Minister Donald Gelling spearheaded a £1 million campaign to have the boat raised from the seabed, and all paid for by the Manx taxpayer. Does Mr. Gelling have any regrets over this action?
None whatsoever. No, I remember probably one of the things that happened at the time was a rather heated discussion I had with one of the ministers of the government in Westminster, John Prescott, who was telling me that it should be left where it was because he used to be in the Merchant Navy, and that's where, when sailors went down, that's where they stayed. And I said to him at the time, you haven't been talking with the families and the people, and I can assure you, as far as I'm concerned, it's the Isle of Man territorial waters, and we will do what we think is the best at this time. And that's what we did.
And the Isle of Man and the Isle of Whittle now seemingly linked forever.
Yes, indeed, because we were really shocked and surprised. But afterwards, we realised how much it meant to them, because we actually went over there and drove down, and it's a long trip round to Whittle from the motorway. And we were shocked when we were actually just parking the car up, and a police car came to a halt, and I thought I'd perhaps done something I shouldn't have done, and the chap that jumped out was the policeman who had been assigned to the families during the whole time of the actual disaster we had and the raising of the fishing boat. And he was that thrilled to think we were there. By the time we got back to where we were staying, the place was full, absolutely full, with the people of Whittle, showing how much they did appreciate what we did in the Isle of Man for the people of Whittle.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Women involved in Manx sport are being sought to participate in a new scheme. The Commonwealth Women's Leadership Programme is designed to provide access to education and networking opportunities to empower females to become leaders in the field. Mickey Swindale is the Vice President of the Isle of Man Commonwealth Games Association.
It's a programme right across the Commonwealth, a leadership development programme for women. So the idea is to empower women to become leaders in their sports. And it's available to any women working in sport, so whether they're doing it professionally or voluntary, right across coaches, executives, administrators, officials, physios. And the idea really, and it's one of the things that attracted me to the Commonwealth Games Association in the first place, is that they're doing a lot of work locally and globally to promote participation in and public support for women in sport. So this is part of that programme, but it would provide a £5,000 scholarship to support the successful participants. So it'll develop their leadership network, their leadership skills, and also just get them involved in supporting equality right across the Commonwealth sport movement.
So how does someone become nominated then?
So we've got details on our website with an application form, and we're also all available, all of the Commonwealth Games Association team are available to sort of help people prepare their applications. The closing date is the 5th of February, so we haven't got huge amounts of time. So that's one of the reasons we're really keen to get word of this out there and really encourage some of the fantastic women who are working in sport locally to think about the opportunity.
So this is scholarships throughout the Commonwealth Games Association. So the chances are, or there's a possibility, you could have more than one here in the Isle of Man.
Absolutely, and that would be amazing. I mean, I think I'm right in saying there are 20 places available, but we know that we have some really fantastic candidates locally, so it would be lovely to see quite a few applicants coming forward, and if we can get more than one onto the programme, all the better.
That's it for Update tonight. If you have a comment on the news agenda or have a story you think we should be covering, or you just want to say hello from near or far, in fact, good evening to everyone listening tonight around the Isle of Whithorn. All you need to do is email us, update@manxradio.com, with a comment or a suggestion. The Bemmercree now just easing on to the link span, so everything's fine there. And the stories you've heard on this update and many more available at manxradio.com or via the free Manx Radio app. Like us on Facebook, follow Manx Radio on Twitter, and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. I'm Andy Wynn. Thanks to Dave Moore and Simon Richardson tonight. Back tomorrow night at 5:30.